Amen. Thank you, Lord. Can y'all hear me okay? Is my volume okay? Okay, good. Lord, we just praise you and we glorify you. Father God, we thank you for this time that you bring us in. It looks like we're getting everything headed up to the man-child anointing and all of that. We praise you for that, Lord. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, because these are exciting times that you've gotten us into, or we're into. And we thank you, Lord, for putting it in us to hold true to what the Word of God says. And we praise you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we do have a praise night tonight. And all of our praises go up to you, Lord. And we thank you that all of these songs that we've got, Lord, will be a blessing to you in Jesus' name, because our praises belong to you, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory be to God. One, two, three, four, five. Uh-oh. Two, three, four, five. No, six. There's six of us. Okay. Has anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Andrew.
Well, today I went with my daughter to IKEA, and they have really good lunches there, not too expensive either. And I might be having a job after February 16th. There's no pay for this job. I'm just going to be paid with a bunch of smiles and goos from my grandson, Finn. Finn Emerson Crete. Yes, it's a name, really interesting name to go down in galactic history. Anyway, I might be helping for like 3 days, and I have to sleep over there and help with Finn because she needs my help. I didn't want to refuse her. She needs a lot of help with a lot of stuff. So I'm going to perhaps be living there off and on for 3 days in a row. I don't know exactly how it goes, but all I know is it comes after. I'm going to be a year older because on the 16th, that's my birthday. So it's right after my birthday. So I'll be much more mature for it then.
Is this a burger joint, did you say?
Pardon me?
Did you say it was a burger joint?
No, we went to IKEA. IKEA. They have good food there.
It's like a furniture store.
IKEA, you know, the furniture store. And
Oh, okay. All right.
yeah, so I got her birthday present for the 31st, and mine's in February, and my grandson's 4 days before me in February. So I know that after February, she got herself a new job online to help people with their pets to diagnose what might be wrong with them and to set up meetings or if they need to go to the animal hospital that she's working with, and but that's all done online, so she needs someone there for when she's in 3 hours in the morning, and she works like 3 days at night, and then she gets a few days off, and then the cycle begins again, and it's going to be me along with sharing the duties with Zachary's mother, my son-in-law's mother. So she's goes to a Pentecostal church that I used to go to. And anyways, I just want to pray about that because there's other things and family, and they still need to be saved and stuff. So I pray about that, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd be with me as you always are with me, and that you would give me the ability to be a good grandfather. Help me to even do the diaper changes and whatever needs to be done, Father. He's going to be probably walking very soon, Father, because when we were today at IKEA, he met a someone who's over 1 year old, and he was walking. So, Father God, Finn is a wonderful little baby, and I ask that you help me to be the good grandpa, help me to be the good papa for my daughter, and the good papa for my my son-in-law, who's a wonderful son-in-law. And I pray that you help them all, Lord, with their needs. Draw them ever closer to you, Father, and grant them repentance and a complete change of life. In Jesus' name I pray. And thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
So the baby's not house broke yet, huh?
No, he's not house broke yet, but he's they don't have a daycare yet for him. So, and they have to September to get one, and they
good
just
morning, Karens.
They are she wants to make a little bit of money, I guess, till they get there, because for some unknown reason, she went on her maternity leave, and because she wasn't working long enough where she was, they're not paying her for it. So it's a little bit stressful at the place where she works, because they get animals in there that they do experiments with for worldwide stuff. And these little mouses or whatever are worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars because of the experiments they have on them. And I don't know fully what it's all about, but you know, so she would prefer to do that other job, I think, but you know, there's other things. There's a lot of things that have to come into line. And I do thank the Lord that she actually prayed with me in the car on the way back from IKEA. She prayed that the baby would be quiet and have a all the way back. And he was quiet. I opened the door and said bye to him, and then he screamed because he was really tired. But I just said bye to him. And so praise and glory to God.
Amen. That sounds like a good job to have. I always like to have a hose right close by when you got kids like that, you know?
Yeah, I think I know what you say, you know, because I remember some bachelors, they were at home and they wanted to, the baby had an accident. Mom went out to get something, eh? And they said, well, what do we do now? They said, it's your baby. Go change him, Father. He said, fill up the bathtub. He filled the bathtub up and started sloshing the baby back and forth. He didn't know what he was doing. And man. The baby's hollering, crying. And so I don't think I should change diapers that way anyway. So I had some experiment with that long time ago, and so I just know that there's some real nasty ones sometimes, and anyway, they're God's gonna have to make them real healthy. That's all I have to say. Praise God. Boy,
I'll tell you, one of the worst experiences I had with the baby was Nate Booger Ray. When he was about a year and a half old. And I took him out to the park. He comes sliding down the slide with all of his poop out. I said, look at you. Good gracious. What am I going to do with that? You know, I said, I jerked him up from there. And I said, get to the house. And of course, I had to take him. My goodness, boy, I had to scrub that poor old slide down.
Yeah, he did. I guess that was to get terrible. Water from yeah. the what you water the flowers with.
I took a bucket of 5 gallon bucket of water down there and scrubbed it down so the other kids wouldn't get in it. Oh boy. I tell you, the last time I'm taking you to, you get house broke, boy.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Julie. Missy can get you in a minute.
Well, I just pray blessings all over Andrew, that he's going to have a wonderful time with his grandson, and that Finn's going to be a good baby while he's there. Yeah. He's going to enjoy, just love on him and get to experience a lot of things with his, a lot of firsts, you know, with his grandchild. And it's kind of like riding a bike, I think, all that diaper changing and how to deal with, you know, little infants like that. It'll all come back to you, Andrew, and bring back fond memories as it does. In the name of Jesus, I pray your blessings, Father, on Andrew and even his time with Megan and Zach and just a closeness there his son-in-law's mom, and I don't know her name, but Lord, I just pray your blessing there with that relationship too, whatever they're going to be in, coming and going and passing, Lord, however much time they spend together, that it's all going to be good and that you'll use it all for your glory in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I have just a praise report. Y'all prayed for me Tuesday. I think y'all prayed for me Tuesday that I had my water turned off yesterday, and they were going to have it off from 9 to 5, and we prayed that it wouldn't be off all day, and that they'd get fixed, whatever they had to fix on the property would get taken care of, and it was off for less than 3 hours, maybe three and a half, close to 3 hours. So yeah, it was done Praise really God. Really well, and I'm just grateful for that. We had our water back on. It wasn't off all day, so praise the Lord for that. And I thank you, Lord, for the good weather we've been having here. And I just want to pray for the people, Lord, who are still without power, God. We have prayed in faith, Lord, that their power get restored in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, for doing that, that the angels are out there supernaturally helping the power crews restore power. And we come against this second storm that's hitting the southeast coast, and even down in Florida, where they're talking record lows, freezing temperatures, and even snow down even as far, you know, down by down in Florida. So, Lord, this is super unnatural, and we pray against it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We also pray, God, that you're drawing people to Jesus, that you're waking people up to the times we're in, that you're using this, God, to shake people up and to make them to know that this is not normal, and maybe this is the end times. However you're going to use all these things and these judgments, I see it as judgments as well, but I also see it as the deep state attacking an area that's already been brutally just devastated with loss of power, loss of life, and not being able to get power back on and get food or whatever their needs are, Lord, that you supernaturally do that and protect the people there, Lord, that they not lose power. I know our brother Chris is out that way, and other people who are out that way. People, we all know people in that area, Lord, in some capacity. And we pray your protection on them. And we just command the angels to drive this storm apart. And the temperatures go up. This Arctic air that's been pushing down here. And this warm air coming up from the south. And the potential for for just devastation. We command that null and void in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, you gave us authority over these things, over all the power of the enemy. And whatever tools the deep
Amen.
state's using, we command them to fail in Jesus' name. We confound them, Lord. Confound their evil works in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Missy, did you have something?
I just had a comment. I put it in the chat.
All right. Well, Lord, I just thank you that when Andrew goes and stays with his grandson, that there'd be a special bond between them, like you have my grandchildren. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Andrew. It's always a special time when we come to see our grandchildren, because we can leave them there. Thank you, Lord. Praise God forevermore. All right. Who's next?
Another prayer request. Hello, everybody. First of
Hey, Debbie.
all, yeah, I remember I shared about my granddaughter Brittany, and her alcoholism, and they found out about that, and she has high, or bad sugar diabetes, or high sugar anyway. I guess it's diabetes, but that's even causing her. She's had her vision is very bad, so bad they even got her to an eye doctor. Got her a pair of glasses, but it doesn't help her reading, helps her seeing, so she has to wear another pair for reading. But found out too that she's I just talked to my daughter just before getting on, and she said that she's very it's her she's very much anxiety and depression, and that's she's always had that. And Kimberly said that that's why she got to the drinking, so I don't know. That's the main reason, but anyway, so I'd like to just pray for those things, and I just thank God that she's in a really good place. They're just so good there, and but all these rules for her, we have to get they get they have their ways of having some leniency there too for visitors, but she has visitors, and she has to have two at a time and only on the same day and only twice a week at the same not the same day but the same time twice a week. It took two visitors only twice a week at the same time. And so anyway, she's doing good there. Her spirits are really good, but the depression, she's got a counselor. And I just prayed with Kimberly for a little bit and prayed that God would be her deliverer, and that God will use this counselor in really really good ways. But that Victor, that Kimberly, that Brittany would have a testimony to come out of all this of God's deliverance for her and God's help for her. So anyway. I want to pray for her. She's there. So thank you, Lord. I pray for Brittany, Lord. I lift up to you, God. And I thank you, Father, that you are with her, Lord. And I thank you that she knows you're with her, Lord. I pray that she will just turn to you often, God, and cry out to you for help, Lord. And even ask you to just deliver her, Lord. Bring that deliverance to her. Help her to realize that's what she needs, just a deliverance from you, Lord. And I pray that you'll just reveal many things to her and show her many things as, that they're saying she needs to think of things, and maybe that's not so, but just things that she can give over to you, Lord God. I pray anything of the past that she needs to just get rid of and lay down at your feet, that she'll be able to do that, Lord. And thank you for healing her eyes, Lord God. I pray for that, Lord God. And just thank you for her health all around, God. The sugar diabetes to the high sugar to go down, Lord God. And we thank you that you'll be her healer, her deliverance, her Lord, and just that she'll feel your presence and know you're there, and that she will want to cry out to you, Lord God. And thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Debbie, did Brittany have any child trauma situations with like abandonment or being lost or just any kind of like abandonment issues, rejection issues from family or anything like that? Did something like that happen in her childhood? Do you know? You're not, you're muted. I mean, you're muted if you're talking.
Oh, I'm so no, she hasn't. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Not from her family, very close-knit family, and so
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I
Father,
just
whatever the
it's a
root
spirit.
cause is, where rejection came in, or this fear and anxiety and trauma and all these things that are affecting her now, where she is under such severe, whatever opened the door, maybe it was through the pharmaceuticals, that this depression's come on. We break the power of every curse that these drugs have had over her life in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for giving her the counsel that she needs there, that you even got spirit-filled people there, Lord, who know how to minister to those in need, have spiritual needs, deep rooted issues in their souls, Father. So whatever doors have been opened, that those will be exposed and repented of and closed, and those demons are driven out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your mercy and grace, your sovereignty over Brittany's life and these things that have happened to her, Lord, that she is totally turned around and surrender to you, God, that she'll have a born-again experience, Lord, and there's no turning back. Once you get a hold of her, Lord, and she gets a revelation of how much you love her and what you've given her and what you've provided for her and the freedom that she can have in you, when she gets that knowledge, Lord, and set free, Lord, she's just going to be a real firecracker for you. In Jesus'
Amen.
name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. She's always been a real joyful person, though. It's how we've never known she's had that anxiety and depression. So when she's around you, she's happy and positive and kind of like a giggly person. So this is really just so different to hear all this. And so anyway, but thank you for the prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Well, praise God. We've got a great group of people tonight to sing praises to the Lord. And I think we'll go ahead and get started.
And I think more will trail on here, probably.
You had a what?
I think more will trail on here. I think usually they do, don't they? It's kind of start coming
okay.
in. Pray for that anyway.
Did you say you wanted to pray again?
No, I said I think more people will start trailing in, coming in on.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. Get away from that.
We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor. the power of slavery's hand? Who has the power to free a man? Who has the power? Who holds a throne? Oh, my sweet Lord. Who has the power to part the sea? Who has the power to rescue me? Who has the power to save my soul? Heart. Who has the power to light the dark? Who has the power to make me whole? Oh, my sweet Lord. Who has the power to conquer death? Who has the power to raise the dead? Who has the power? Who holds the world? Oh, my sweet Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
This life is so heavy, lost my sonny in heaven. I was chasing this leaven, hanging with dudes that is deadly. But this life is not over, more over. I'm ready, go up, I'm ready to change it all. Lord, just help me, I'm all on the banks of the river, looking out for the promised land. Tell them I need it now, I don't have any other plans. Sweet Lord, know I need you. There's relief from the grief when I see you.
Of Jesus. So grateful for his blood.
In the blood.
fire, but here I stand. I'm reaching higher. Every mountain tried to block my way, but I'm rising stronger every day. The chains are broken, the fear is gone, the battle's won. I'm moving on. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm unstoppable through every trial. I'm unshakable with faith as my armor, the word as my sword. I'm claiming the victory in the name of the Lord. I'm soaring like an eagle, fearless and bold. His promises are mine to hold. I'm more than a conqueror, can't you see? I'm living in the power. Shines, it's all around. No weapon formed can ever win. I'm standing tall in His grace within. The world may whisper you're not enough, but I'm built on the rock and I'm standing tough. I'm more than a conqueror, can't you see? I'm living in the power He's given to me. I'm more than a conqueror, I'm unstoppable through every trial. I'm unshakable with faith as my armor, the word as my sword. Fear can hold me, no chain can bind. I've left the past far behind. I'm marching forward, I'm taking ground. In His name, I'm victory bound. I'm more than a conqueror, I'm unstoppable through every trial. I'm unshakable with faith as my armor, the word as my sword. I'm claiming the victory in the name of the Lord. I'm soaring like an eagle. Trial.
I'm unshakable.
The faith as my armor, the word as my sword. I'm claiming the victory in the name of the Lord. I'm soaring like an eagle, fearless and bold. His promises are mine to hold. I'm more than a conqueror, can't you see? I'm living in the
flowers in all of their beauty. I don't have to wonder, you know what you're doing.
So why would I worry at all when you're faithful to supply everything I need, everything I need? My Father has it, my Father has it, and every single time the Lord will provide. My Father has it, my Father has it. Look at the sparrow lacking for nothing, no fear of tomorrow and what if I
Can. Oh, did he move every mountain? Did he? There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes. Fear's got me living with the lights out. Chained down like a prisoner in my own house. Shame cycles like a deadly medication. I try, but I can't change my situation. Cause that liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised, but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army, and you're gonna hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. I'm taking back what the enemy stole. What the enemy stole. Oh, you can't speak your lies over my family, no. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on.
Ain't got a flex to put you back in your place now. One name is all I gotta say. Jesus.
I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul.
Took from me in the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that I am free, that name is Jesus, Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus, the name that makes the demons flee. I want it all now, we're taking it back now. Yeah, you know it's going down when you're in the sound. I'm calling the angels down.
I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I
searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than
all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find
nobody.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you go.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
We came to lift you up.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, everybody in the building singing. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh Lord, may we see your kingdom come, Father, may your will be done in all the earth, in all.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, worthy is your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. And now I stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on and on, and I will sing of your goodness. They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change.
Rise and shadows fall. When my heart is weak and I can't stand tall, you will remain my refuge and my strength. In the midst of trials, I find my peace in you. Unshaken in your fight through my beacon shining bright. When my soul is weary and my faith is small, I trust in you. You are my all. Unshaken in your love, I will not fear. Though the world may crumble, you are near. With every step, you hold my hand. Unshaken in your love, I will stand. Forever faithful, you are my guide. In your arms, I will always hide. Oh, no height, no depth can separate your love.
Not
seek your holy face. With every step you lead the way. In your hands I always stay.
I can feel his embrace.
You're covered, child.
Yes, you're covered, child.
He won't let go.
No, he won't let go.
Ooh.
The winds may roar and the thunder may cry, but I rest in his shadow where no harm can lie.
Rest in his shadow.
Rest in his shade.
Under his wings.
I am not afraid.
Oh.
When the night grows cold and my heart grows weak, I whisper his name. It's all that I see. Call on the name, the holy name,
Lord Almighty.
I'm staying near your side.
I will dwell
in your secret hide.
Oh, he requires
he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
Most High
will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Under the shadow of the Almighty, under the shadow, under the shadow. I've seen the valley of darkness, and I walked through pain. I heard the devil whisper, "You won't rise again." But the Lord,
oh, the Lord,
he took my hand.
He pulled me higher
to the promised land.
He pulled you higher
to the promised land.
Yeah.
When the fire burned and the world turned black, I felt his shelter, yeah, he had my back.
Under his shadow,
safe and sound, no power.
my refuge and my song. I've been wandering, Lord, but you kept me strong.
Leaning on Jesus.
Leaning on love.
He's my fortress. He's my king. He's my shelter, my everything.
He who dwells. In the shelter of the Most High.
Most High.
In the shadow of the Almighty.
He.
I rest, Lord, I rest under the shadow. I rest where the evil one can't find me. There's a secret place deep down in my soul where the Spirit moves and makes me whole. When the rain falls heavy and my tears won't dry, I'll run to his wings and I hide inside.
Hide me, Lord.
Hide me, Lord.
Hide me, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hide me where no darkness can stay.
Mm-hmm.
Hide me in your mercy every day.
In your shadow. And my body tight,
but his word lifts me,
keeps my soul inspired. He's my dwelling place, my mighty shield. No fear shall come, no harm shall yield.
He's your dwelling place, your mighty shield.
Oh,
though the arrows fly by the noonday sun,
they can't touch me, 'cause I'm with the Holy One.
The Holy One,
the risen Son, he says, come and rest,
my child.
Don't roam, for in my shadow you found your home. When the shadows stretch and the lights grow dim, I still got peace. I belong to him, belong to Jesus, belong to the Lamb. He's my safety. He's my calm, my hiding place, my healing balm.
He who dwells
in the shelter of the Most High,
Most High,
in the shadow of the Almighty.
Hey.
Oh, I rest, Lord, I rest in your peace divine. No weapon formed shall cross that line. Let me tell you, brothers, how far I came. The storm was raging, but I called his name. He lifted me up from the sinking sand, placed my feet on holy land. He lifted you up from the sinking sand. Now every breath I give him praise, 'cause I rest beneath his holy ways. Oh,
I rest, yes I rest,
under the shadow of his holy.
I woke up this morning, the storm was rolling near, but I felt no tremble, no, I felt no fear, 'cause I'm hiding, yeah, I'm hiding
in his grace. I'm covered by his mercy. I can feel his embrace.
You're covered, child.
Yes, you're covered, child.
He won't let go.
No, he won't let go.
The winds may roar
and the thunder may cry,
but I rest in his shadow
where no harm can lie.
Rest in his shadow.
It's all that I see.
Call on the name,
the holy name,
name.
Oh Lord Almighty, I'm staying near your side. I will dwell, I will dwell in your secret hide. In the shelter of the Most High,
Most High,
we'll rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
Almighty,
oh, I rest,
Lord, I rest
under the shadow of the Almighty.
Under the shadow of the Almighty.
Under the shadow. I've seen the valley of darkness, and I walk through pain.
Y'all weren't too interested in that song. I loved it.
It's nice, Michael. Low key.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was good. That was one of my picks.
Good.
I hope I got everybody. I think I did. Did I leave anyone out? Well, good. Praise the Lord. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share before we? Yeah, Debbie, go ahead.
Well, the Lord showed me three things. I mean, pictures. Lately, he's been showing me just angels a lot. When I'm just got my eyes closed and worshiping. Anyway, on the song Holy, 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 you know, that song we say is going to be the heavenly song. I can't think. We used to sing all the time. I saw angels just fly, and it was just such a depth, heavenly depth. And angels were coming from this way, from my right, and one of them was, more than one, was coming like their arms right, like their head somewhere to go, you know, arms in front and just flying. And then one came with carrying armor, and the other one, blowing trumpets. Some were blowing trumpets. That was pretty cool. And that. And the worship of that song, Holy, Holy, Holy.
And the Revelation song?
Revelation song, yes, yes.
The Revelation song, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then I Won't Be Moved. I was really worshiping with that one. And it's, and I saw, it's like, I think it was God showing, it was hit cloud. There was clouds, white clouds there. And then it's this cloud split and made a formation of lips, big lips. And it was saying, in my mind, it was saying, you won't be moved. I will be with you. With these cloud of lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And we'll then, receive that one.
Yeah. And in Psalm 91, there was a part in there where I saw the background, like the color background of the thumbnail there, golden. And then there was a huge cross. A hill and a huge cross. So,
praise God.
Amen.
Well, the Lord loves the blues gospel, whether y'all do or not. Praise the Lord.
I do. He's got an image.
Oh boy.
So the Revelation song and then the Psalm 91 song, and then what was the other song,
I will
Debbie?
not be moved. I won't be moved. I won't be moved. Yeah, the
I
third,
won't be moved.
the one before Psalm 91.
Okay.
That's a Psalm 91 blues gospel.
Yeah.
The best one of the whole bunch, praise the Lord. That's a matter of taste, isn't it?
That was very soothing. I could just go on all night listening to that. It was amazing.
Yeah, I liked it. I loved it.
Amen. Amen. All night.
Stand up and dance to it if I could have, but
Yeah.
I enjoyed that, the blues. Was
Yeah.
good.
I've always loved that sound.
Yeah. All right. Has anybody got anything else they'd like to share? Did anybody else see anything? Which song moves you the most? Ooh, 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 ooh. All right, come on, dude. Which one moved you the most? I think all of them did. All of them moved.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
like the
did.
first couple.
Yeah. Go ahead, Julie.
I like to change the lyrics a little bit, like on that Crowder song. I'm standing on the promise, or I'm standing on Jordan's banks, I'll stand. I always kind of change the words a little on, on Jordan's Stormy Banks. I sing, I'm standing in my promised land, or I'm taking my promised land, or I'm taking all the
Yeah.
promised land. I kind of, I add my own lyrics to some of that, about the
Yeah.
promised land, because we're already in it. We're taking all the promises, the land
Amen.
promise, and it's not something futuristic, it's ours now. So I kind of like to change that up a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right. Well, we just almost we got a couple of minutes left. Has anybody else got anything they'd like to share? All right, we finally had the snow melt off of a lot of the streets. Now the back streets that hadn't been used much or not, but the main thoroughfares seem to be pretty much clean now. From snow and ice over here in Arkansas, but where we are, we're in central Arkansas. I shoveled snow off the deck today and off of the portion of the driveway today. So Shell and I could get out and go do something, get out and cabin fever.
You gonna watch the live stream tomorrow night, Michael?
Oh, let's see. What's tomorrow, Friday? Yeah, I probably will. Yeah. I did last week, so I suspect I will this week also. Yeah, that'll be. I enjoyed it. I'm sorry, I did Monday night. We had a Zoom Monday night, if you remember.
Yeah, I'm talking about the live stream, YouTube live
Yeah,
stream.
I'll probably listen to it Friday night, and then I'll be back Sunday. Yeah. Lord willing, we'll be back Sunday. I'm thanking the Lord that Allison will be back shortly. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else? Well, all right, Judy, I guess we can close out. Y'all be blessed, you hear?